Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight on The Bachelor, Slutty Puffin joins the episode with a set of fresh eyes. It's his first Bachelor season ever. Then, Peter referred to Victoria F's one-on-one as a fantasy suite and not a date. Did he only keep her to hook up? Plus, Madison gets the last date. Could this be a new form of torture on the show? All that and more. It's our most dramatic season ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we have a very special guest this podcast episode, Fantasy Suites. We have Slutty Puffin.
Hey guys, thank you for having me.
I know. So Slutty Puffin, if you don't follow him, he has an incredible meme page. He's very quick on the pop culture memes. Some of my favorite, to be honest. I know, I get so angry. I'm like, God, he has that. You always get things so quick.
I'm always trying to one up you.
He's always on it. So if you guys make sure you follow Slutty Puffin on Instagram and also on Twitter. Yes.
Yes. On Twitter.
Yes.
That's Slutty. And then like a whore bird Puffin. Because people won't know what you're saying. P-U-F-F-I-N.
Puffin.
Where did Puffin come from? Why is that a part of it?
Oh my God. I don't even know. To me, it's kind of like feels sexual and like has some other innuendos, like puffing your chest up. And I don't know. It's just random. You're wearing it on your shirt. So
I know.
I gave them shirts and they're wearing it.
You don't even question. Shirts.
You just wear it.
You're right.
I don't know.
It's good branding.
Okay. So we were talking earlier and you're new to The Bachelor.
I'm new. I don't know if I'm going to get hate, but this is my first season. Season one.
No, this is great.
Okay.
We love fresh eyes.
So tell me, how did it start? Because you've seen other... It's just not The Bachelor yet, right? It's been...
Like, how did I get into this world?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looped into this world, yeah. Which I'm now obsessed with.
Dragged.
So my roommate was watching it this season, and I've been interested, and I've watched your guys' coverage, and I love it. I'm always seeing stuff on Twitter. And I was like, all right, let me just watch these intros, because I know these intros are going to be memeable. So you had your paper airplanes, you had your
cows,
you had everything. So I'm like, this is really entertaining. I'll watch one more. And now I'm totally looped in. And
I know.
I was covering on my story, and everyone was super thrilled with it. I was getting a ton of DMs, everyone saying like you have to cover every week. So
yeah,
I felt the social pressure, and here I am now.
Now you're addicted. Oh,
yeah. I'm hooked.
Oh yeah. You will not find us our Instagram dead on a Monday night. No. So
yeah, I had nothing else better to do on Monday, so
now you have now everything I have to do.
Monday's no longer a recovery day.
No.
Oh, so like I said, make sure you guys follow Slutty Puffin on Instagram and on Twitter. We're super excited to have you here. Speaking of, make sure you follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. On Instagram, it's @TheBachelor, and on Twitter, it is BachelorPod. And we have a review for the right reasons. Do you want to talk about our winner really
Good work,
quick,
Mama
Derek?
K. Thank you. I know. For that.
They call me Mama K.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I love it.
I really thought you were gonna hate it when that first came up. I'm glad you've embraced it.
Oh, it's not that I've embraced it. Like I've never not embraced it.
I get called Daddy Derek, which I'm okay with.
I mean, we're mom and dad.
Well, I better have a nickname by the time I leave this place.
You're our son, like our like child.
Close.
All right, so a review for the right reasons.
Okay, this comes from Summer C4, and that's also her Instagram, I guess. So this Instagram is gonna tell my, right? So
yeah.
It says, gonna tell my kids Hannah Ann was Polly Pocket. Facts.
Yeah.
Gonna tell my kids Madison was Mother Teresa. Gonna tell my kids Peter was the third president of the United States to get impeached. He's currently on trial.
And then gonna tell my kids Chris Harrison was Dr. Phil. And lastly, gonna tell my kids Victoria F. was, well, a crazy bitch. And thanks to the laughs each week. So if you guys are new to the episode or new to the podcast, every week we have a review for the right reasons winner. If you go to iTunes or wherever you listen, make sure you write us 5 stars. And the funniest or the most creative review will get a free mug from our Bachelor collection. Derek likes to call it
Get Mugged.
Get Mugged. Which
It's very confrontational.
It's very it's very confrontational. But yes, Summer C4, we will DM you. You are a winner this week. You were great. And I feel like we should just dive right into the episode because there's so much to talk about. Okay. Actually, first of all, what are you thinking of the season so far, Mr. Puffin?
I haven't watched it, actually.
Shut up. I was like, wait, what? I was like, you knew a lot while we were watching.
We invite you all the way here.
Yes, exactly. I'm scamming you both. No, I really, it's interesting because I have no frame of reference for it. So yeah. It makes it kind of interesting. Mm. So I'm having a great time, but obviously reading a lot of stuff. I think it's interesting. I think like the tensions, the dynamics, I couldn't imagine being on the show, watching it back, like the pettiness. But then I don't know what's for the cameras, what's not. It's very, you know, like the situations seem very set up, but then some feel really natural. So I've been liking it. I've been enjoying it. I mean, anything that makes me cringe makes me happy. So I'm I'm just loving it.
That's the way to do it. So
this has been the most petty season I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, right? It's interesting when you were saying that you came in, this was your first season. I'm thinking, God, there have been some great seasons out there that he has to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go back.
Yeah, go back. I would watch JoJo.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Watch a JoJo.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know why. Yeah,
that was my season.
Oh, yes. No, I was telling them how I creepily watched many clips of you yesterday. So
just a few clips. Oh. I loved Hannah Brown. Honestly, I like The Bachelorette better than The Bachelor.
I watched like top four of Hannah. So I watched from there on, mostly for the memes, but honestly, I'm totally hooked. I love it. I feel like this season may have had a little lull in the middle a bit. Like, I feel like it started off like you were, we were talking a little bit like Champagne Gate to me. I was like, that kept me hooked. Like, I loved that.
And hilarious.
Like, to me, quality content. So,
quality.
But then sometimes when they got to the two episodes in 1 week, I was just not really, I was hitting a little bit of a.
Oh, yeah, the 5 hours.
Five hours, that's when my job's like, hey, what's going on with that?
Welcome to Bachelor Nation.
Yeah. I didn't realize I was going to have to take, you know, this was going to be a part-time job, 20 hours a week, but I'm loving it.
It really is, though.
That's exactly what it becomes.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. I got to ask. So what's your favorite moment of the whole season?
I think I will have to say, honestly, it was Champagne Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Just the domino effect of unfolding debauchery. It was just so, you couldn't have written that. That's the best part.
It was planned out. So, I mean, I say planned out, but it just worked so perfectly.
Okay, it was just the three things. And I did like the cringe Cosmo shoot, weirdly. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because nothing like seeing a bunch of like Instagram models
try really
hard to almost get a cover of Cosmo.
Yeah.
And then get a cover.
But they still had the Cosmo shoot in the magazine. It just was not on the cover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it. But I liked that because, oh God, you could see the girls who really didn't care.
Oh yeah.
And then the girls who were
the most fun, right?
Yeah.
That's what made it actually enjoyable.
Tammy had that viral photo.
The girls that
really
didn't
funny.
Give a shit were the girls that were making all of it happen.
That's what Cosmo posted that day. They posted Tammy's picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so good.
So I have to ask this now, since we're on actually that date topic and like kind of weaving in today's episode. Because Madison finally tells us at the end that she has like issues with even seeing Peter kissing these other girls. And during that date, there was she was on that date, wasn't she?
No.
The Cosmo one? Was she not? Oh, shoot.
I don't remember seeing her. No, right. I think it was Hannah Ann.
Well, throw me in the bin. Never mind.
There was so many people on that. But then did she have a one-on-one that week? No?
She was on, maybe she was on a one-on-one that week. I don't remember. It all ran together. But I know she was not at the Cosmo shoot.
Either way, I feel it's really weird to me that this is when she decides to say it. It's the final three. Like, she's now in another country with him one-on-one. And now is when she finally decides to tell him that she thinks it's weird that he's been even kissing other girls this whole time.
Yeah.
But you like, not to play devil's advocate, but you have to be like, you have to understand, like, the earlier you show that card, that's kind of like ascended
tone. It could be a huge.
So I don't think the timing was right. We've already talked about this while we watched it, but
strategy.
It's also strategy. Like, it's that tricky thing. I was saying more around top six.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that should have come out. Top three is a little small, but not.
Top three is a little down to the wire.
Okay. Does that mean to you that you think that she was like hoping for a bachelorette role because of that? I'll say. So
don't you ever put words in my mouth.
I know, right?
I did
no,
not.
No, but I'll say this. Ben, my favorite Bachelor of all time. Love the guy so much. He like, we actually text. Oh my God, I text Ben all the time. And no,
drop, right? names.
But there's a picture of him that's really funny when he gets sent home. It's like he was number three and he gets sent home and he walks away. And instead of being looking sad, he's like got this huge smile on his face.
Oh my that God.
People memed all over the place. It was like, when you know you're going to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, literally. Right? Like,
and I kept thinking about that watching and thinking about like, is this like tactic? Is it strategy? Is that why she kind of decided to drop it now?
I think.
Or is she genuine?
I don't think it was. Strategy to the point where I want to be the Bachelorette. I think it was strategy to, I want to stay here as long as I can, and I think he's going to pick me over the other girls. I think that's what her thought process was, that he was going to choose her. She wants to change him. Like every other girl wants to change that guy.
No, but you're exactly right, because she said, as soon as she had that timeline in her mind, mm-hmm. because she got the rose and she said, this is when I tell him. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, she says, I told him that if he does these actions, he risks losing me. And he did them anyway. She, even though she said it's not an ultimatum, she set it up that way to say he'll choose me over those two and he won't do anything with anyone.
And well here we are.
Well, yeah, fourth time's the charm, I guess.
Fourth time's the charm. Okay, so let's dive right in, rewind a little bit. So this is when Madison pulls him aside from the very beginning. Right, but
perfect in step.
Yeah, so Madison pulls him aside after he sends Kelsey home. We saw this at the end of the last episode. And she basically tells him, if you were to spend the night. He kept saying, spend the night.
Yeah.
Which I think he was trying to say that to be more respectful and not say, so if I like fuck around with a few other girls, like you're going to be pissed or what's up? I think he was trying to be respectful when he kept saying stay the night.
I feel like you should do translations for him more often.
Yeah.
Please. Give me a couple more of those.
Peter does need a translator some of the time.
He does.
But I feel like part of the problem in the first place was that she also wasn't being explicit with him. Because we were talking, right, that all that we were hearing about her was either from her parents last week or like a voiceover now. And she wasn't telling him all of it. She was like going 25% of the way there and then just like expecting him to figure the rest out.
But right. I think that's super important, because you called that when they're sitting on the bench outside, it's saying about saving myself, about virginity, and it's all a voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of holding each other. And she makes that sort of ultimatum, but she doesn't go into like sort of, I don't think the reasons behind it.
No,
it looks like just a voiceover. Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, I'm not asking you to end it, but actions speak louder than words. But she is asking him.
I really wanted him to be like, is that a threat?
Yeah. But yeah.
Like, get a little bit. Victoria, this is
you won't.
He was straight with Victoria.
He wants to fight.
He got back. He got back with Victoria. You know, I want him to like. Stand up a little bit and notice that she is giving him an ultimatum.
Have you
ultimatum.
Ever fought for anything in your life?
Right.
I was like, that was the first time I was like, maybe he can get it.
Exactly.
Okay. Maybe he can. Maybe he can.
Kind of into that. Yeah.
But she, that's what stuck with me, is that she said, I'm not asking you to end it. I'm not trying to give you an ultimatum. But that is legitimately what she's asking him to do, which we find out later in the episode when she gets all those details and is like, well, I don't know what you want me to do now, because I told you I made it clear. But did you make it clear?
No.
I don't think she made it. Because she also didn't
tell
him.
But nothing like making an ultimatum and then saying, I'm not willing to walk away from it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No one here is sticking to their guns. No one here is making claims. No. No one here is being like, you know what? If that's what you want to play and you want to make this, then leave right there and say,
then go.
Because you're not sticking to your guns, really.
No.
I don't understand the point of an ultimatum if you say, if you're intimate with someone else, I'm not going to be with you. And then you say, I can't leave.
And what's crazy to me is that even at this point, talking to him on the bench, pulling him aside, telling him all this stuff, she still has yet to tell Peter that she's saving herself for marriage. She's just saying, it's going to be weird for me if you're sleeping with other girls.
And which is
does
obvious.
He know? Does
which
he
know?
That's obvious. That's anybody in their normal life feels at least a little bit not okay with
that. Yeah, you're going to feel some type of way.
And like, I like that she's not just taking it and saying, oh, he will sleep with three. Like, it's good to express yourself. I'm not at all. I think that's great that she expressed herself and says, this makes me uncomfortable. But the ultimatum of, if you do this, I can't do this. Like, that's taking it a little bit too far.
I think
everyone there doesn't want them to sleep with the other contestants.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
I think she just needed to, if that was the level she's at, not just I'm going to feel upset if you're sleeping with other people, but I, you know, this is my life and these are the decisions that I've made. So you either align with those or that's it. But she didn't tell him that. Mm-hmm. So.
And her dad is waiting at home with the, what is he? He's like a lumberjack belt or something. So he's got an axe. Dad's at home with an axe, sharpening the axe.
Sharpening the axe.
100%.
Ready to kill Peter. Yes. Okay.
Shotgun
so.
Fantasy suite is really yeah. what it is.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
So they go to Australia, Gold Coast. Gosh, beautiful. I want to truly, this is the reason why I'd want to go on the show is just to go.
How many trips can you get?
Right, but at what cost?
I know, but the trips are not that fun. You get locked in a hotel
exactly,
room the whole
that's
time.
What I'm saying. At what
don't
cost?
Don't ruin this for me.
Sorry.
No, I just think it looks amazing. And of course, the day that you're out on the date, you know, on your last day, it's mm-hmm. probably incredible. But that's
honestly,
it.
Take all the pools, hot tubs. I haven't seen one person get in one hot tub or one pool. The pool party, I don't want to bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
But the, like,
trigger warning, pool
he was
party.
Like, yeah. That hot tub looks great. Cut. No one would.
Let's try it out.
Even in this episode.
Enjoy the hotel the and first, the amenities.
The first date ends up being Hannah Ann. And she's like, oh, no, the dessert. Let's have dessert instead of getting in and enjoying the hot tub.
Well, they
let's
went in the shower.
Let's get naked and go.
They went in the shower. That's a hot
That whole shower scene oh, yeah. was so drama.
Super
I
awk.
Think she had this image of what it was going to be like in her head for the longest time. And she's like, fuck yeah, glass door. Let's put the hand up. Like, that's what, that yeah, was the yeah. whole, it was
she's
all
She's also just
very...
trying to get like a Bed Bath & Beyond modeling contract after that, you know.
I mean, she's everywhere. We have an article where we update almost weekly. I'm not even exaggerating. Where people will send
thing.
Us Hannah yeah. Ann and in random ads, and it is outrageous.
Did you know that they quoted me in that article? Dylan literally quoted me in that.
No way.
Yes.
He said I was scrolling through Instagram late one night, and I saw I don't remember what I found something on TikTok, and it was her. Oh, it was one of the shapewear that she yeah. was modeling or mm-hmm. something. And he said that he found that, and then he was like, let me do a little investigating, and opened up a can of worms.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hannah Ann's modeling career is the gift that keeps
honestly,
on
iconic.
Giving. It's iconic.
I love it.
This she's already at the place where all the other girls from this season want to be, so.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's killing
I won't
it.
Even like book myself to model my own merchandise, let alone book, let alone book like a Sonic ad.
I know.
I'd be shooting.
Sonic.
Brought to you by.
So I love that the second it's no different than Hannah Ann gets back to Tennessee and all of a sudden her Southern accent comes out. Pete walks into Australia and he thinks he gets to say everything.
Crikey.
Yeah, he sounds like the worst Australian interpreter we've ever heard.
Hello, Sheila's. Like, what is that? And also,
what did you say the one thing you can say in an Australian accent is?
Jennifer Lopez.
No, zero context.
That's
zero.
Yeah, there's no context. But I'm gonna go to Australia one day and I'm just gonna be like Jennifer Lopez and just start saying it to everyone and they're like, what the fuck? But
Pete should have done that.
Yes. What was going on with the accent?
He went to Outback Steakhouse one time.
You should've stayed there.
Had the Bloomin' Onion.
Has one Bloomin' Onion.
Transformed his whole body, just like turns into this Australian man. But okay, the weirdest thing about when we get to Australia is that all of the girls are living together, which I don't think we've seen yet.
Never before.
In like a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah. These girls are roomies.
So let me give you the background behind how this normally looks and think about it. So they just came from hometowns. They've actually been away from each other. So they get to finally separate. And they think that's how it's going to be the rest of the time.
Right.
I'm just hanging out with whoever the producers that came with me to the hometown. That's how it's going to continue. So that's why when Madison is in the room and you see her like softly touching the curtain and looking out the window doing her... I don't know, whatever.
The gazing, the soft gaze out the window, contemplating.
Contemplating, there we go.
There's so much contemplating
the
this season.
The second that ends is when Hannah Ann comes in the door, right? She's first, I think.
She's like, but hey, I was beautiful. Right.
Hey, gorgeous.
Both of them, not ready for this.
They were not.
So annoyed.
They were not prepared to walk in on somebody. She was like, but I thought this was my contemplating time.
I love that they snuck in on her at that point in right. time, though, too.
How long are they away, generally?
So this like would usually be, think about it, this. They have to fly all over the place. So that's like a week. To film all of that, and then
but those dates are days apart.
Yeah, exactly.
You can kind of tell. Yeah,
that's a week, and then this is almost like a week usually too, because they don't do them like back to back days. For I think
obvious reasons.
So they were home
for obvious uncomfortable reasons.
Yeah,
spending the night.
I know he has to get an STD test like after every fantasy suite just to make sure.
Where's the nurse? Bring her back.
But that's a long time to be in a hotel room and be cut off, and so that's why they're all very just so emotional once they finally get to see him, which you mentioned before. It's that they have all this pent up, all these thoughts and emotions because they've been alone.
It's an emotional release when you see anybody, let alone like this guy you're pursuing. It's makes sense why there's a lot of.
I mean, I would cry at the drop of a hat.
I cried right before I came here, so
just has me crying. But so they're all rooming together, and this was also something that I really thought was interesting, that they made Madison go last.
Yeah,
man, they really
shady.
They took advantage of that. That was,
and I wonder how much during the whole time she's sitting there knowing and realizing that she's got.
She got God.
It's like Peter early on when he thinks that the Bachelor is going to be all fun for him, and then he notices that okay, all of this is happening obviously because of me.
Yeah.
And this is why actually I think like you said, maybe like top six is the time to talk about this. She's built it up into such a big thing that it makes it even like puts the power in their hands to change and control
this
stuff.
To manipulate, and that's what the whole conversation, anytime those two are alone, that's what they talked about.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of just like crossing that stream or whatever and getting over it and then, getting to know each other, this whole week ends up being about what's going to go on in the fantasy suite.
And it was the build up to that moment where everyone knew, no shocker, that he had been intimate, and like that was no shocker.
Of course.
But I think when you are like really... when you have something that you're very passionate about and you're saving yourself or whatever it is, like just be really clear on articulating it, what your boundaries are, what you're looking for. Like there was no clarity through the whole thing. I wanted clarity. I wanted, hey, you're free to do it. This is how I feel. I'll see at the end of this week where we stand, and just be really like secure and clear about where you're coming from.
I mean, he was totally chill with it. Like there was no problem.
No.
Mm-hmm. She just didn't come forward about it. And I think that's where... things got messy.
This week shouldn't have been about that,
And it was.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been about sex, but it actually is only about sex.
No, but about her.
Or her virginity, yeah. I know. And that sucks to have it exploited like that. And
like
have,
how we have the Titanic scene and the virgin in the same breath.
In the same breath. Okay, and so Hannah Ann goes on her first date. They go jet skiing.
Iconic. I love this date.
I love that you said that he was riding bitch.
I forgot about that.
It was so good.
She's driving and he's around her like a little koala bear.
Yeah.
Like
Take me where you want.
It makes sense. The girls are
navigating.
That's
how this whole season's been going.
This entire season, you might as well keep it going.
Yeah. I love that.
And Anne's like, all right, let's go. Jump on the back of my chaos.
And then Derek noticed they just ditch one of the jet skis. Yeah. They just let it sink. He jumps off.
It reminded me of one of those little Razor scooters that you get in LA or in big cities that you just trash on the side of the road after you're done. It looks like litter. Yeah, I hate those things.
Yeah, they were riding next to each other and then they just left one in the middle of the ocean.
It's like you can't just... You can't do that. Who's going to get that?
I love that, like, we have three different types of people, too. Hannah Ann is, like, our woo girl, you know, which was the perfect day for her to go on a jet ski ride.
Yes.
Woo! You know, like, that's Hannah Ann's
day. And she's very low-key, just fun, pressure.
No problems. Pressure.
Willing to make out as the sun rises and sets and rises and sets in the background for 24 hours. A full calendar day. No problem. Hannah Ann's right there.
She's like, oh. You need how long? Got it. She knows exactly how to. I've never looked that good in a bathing suit making out on a beach. Like, her body was perfectly arched, and I mean,
592 modeling jobs a year, and you'll be there. And you'll, honey, you'll get it.
You will book that.
When you have held a Sonic, you know, a Sonic tray for that long, you got it.
What if she was? What if that's what she was thinking? Just like, okay, this is the Sonic position.
What am I serving? How do they want it?
I want that to be the question. The, like, creative director. Okay, but like, what kind of food am I serving? Am I serving a milkshake or...
Mm-hmm. Am I serving a look?
Ooh, she's trying to get into character.
But yes, I don't know. I loved that. The green jet skis.
Yeah, the green jet skis.
I love it.
And then, you know, he said...
It was the most fun date of the week.
It was.
If I had to pick one,
right. You said first, easy breezy, no problem.
Yeah.
He said to her, he told her that he was falling in love with her, even though Hannah Ann's dad was like, do not say this unless mean it.
I liked that moment that he said that.
So, yeah, same. I did too. And but he said it, and then I'm thinking, he's... At the end of each one of these dates, he was sort of promising all of them.
Yeah.
That they were going to be okay and they shouldn't worry. I mean, you can't really say that.
I can't lose you. I like...
Yeah. There was definitely a sense of commitment in saying...
He struggles, though, to be honest back, right? So we just talked about Maddie, like, not necessarily be able to do that. But Pete always struggles... With the person in front of him, they're his only attention, and he can't...
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, there you go.
I call it, like, and this is not always in, like, a negative thing, but it's very, like, reflective personality. So because he's very, like, empathetic and nice and sweet,
totally.
He takes on all that empathy. So he sees Maddie, and he's like, I can't hurt her. Mm-hmm. Then he sees, you know...
Hannah Ann.
I can't hurt her. So it's not having that distinction of being like, if she wasn't here in front
Victoria,
of me...
Victoria, fuck me up. That's it.
Yeah, he sees Victoria. That mirror shatters real quick. But you know what I mean? Like, he is sweet, so he's reflecting back to them without saying, if I had all three, what would I say?
Yeah.
He's never looking like that. He's just he's that...
Not big picture.
No.
Which... We'll get him into trouble later.
I mean, so what about Hannah Ann's night portion? They didn't really get into much. They just, she tears up a little bit. Yeah, she's
the comforter dress.
She's wearing a comforter.
She talks to him and she's like, you know, she tells them, you know, I'm going to be here regardless, which is classic Hannah Ann, you know, not leaving the drama behind, realizing that this is the situation that she's in. Realizing how she feels about him and putting it out there that, you know what, no matter what happens, I'm going to be there so you don't need to worry. Which,
but that's a direct counter to Maddie. And that's strategically saying, while other people are giving you ultimatums, I support you as this ebbs and flows and plays out.
That's true.
It's strategic. It's sweet. And I think it was genuine, but it's strategic.
I think it's strategic too. I'm with you. Both of these other girls know this already a little bit about Maddie. I think they, at this point, you've spent way more time with her than he has. So they totally, this has been, whether it's like obvious or just through the middles of conversations, you know, Maddie's basically not been on our screens, but you know that they know. You can tell by the way that they're talking to her. So I think you're right. I think this is like a reassurance, even though she's first, because she knows what else is going to come later from Maddie.
And she has such a clean slate, Maddie, like with meeting the parent, you know, like with it being like early.
Yeah.
She has such a good slate.
I always forget
that
she did that.
I feel like that was her peak on the second episode or first or
first
second episode.
Yeah.
So she peaks there. And I think she's been coasting with that. but there's no dirt on her, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing, so they have to dig whatever they have, and this is what they had. And like I said, I think Hannah Ann was being pretty genuine and sweet, but she was saying, I'm there, and I wouldn't judge you, and she's giving these cues that are kind of
putting her strategically in a smart place. She does, because she knows Victoria F's going to probably start a fight, and she knows Maddie is going to crumble. Mm-hmm. So all she has to do is smile and say, it's all good.
Be unproblematic,
And serve
let
some
everybody
nice
else, you know, deal with their own bullshit.
That's exactly what I think she's
playing. Wow.
This is where the most
realizing stuff.
This is where the most savage part of the whole episode comes, though. This is when they're back and Maddie's like, they're probably getting ready for the dinner portion. And Victoria goes, they're probably getting ready for bed.
She is loving every bit of this.
Yeah, everyone's like personality that we've seen this far is dialing it up. Mm-hmm. So like the good girl is on level 10. Victoria is on level 10 of like they're all, they know it's crunch time, so they're all dialing it up.
It's really interesting to watch Victoria F. I actually like love this about her. I love watching her handle this situation because she does not care.
No.
Oh, no.
And as a shady gay guy, I want to be her friend 100%.
Right. Totally. And
love her.
She would back you for sure if you were like, oh, my God, I'm worried about this guy. She goes, she's Regina George.
She's fighting for me. I'm not fighting.
Hi, this is Planned Parenthood. Like Regina George calling. He can't do that to you. That's exact. She would do that. And
in my world, Planned Parenthood's not really an issue, but yes.
No, I'm just, but you know the scene from Mean Girls. Yes, I know. Right.
I do feel like even her friends, some of the shady shit we've seen them post online speaks to that. That if you're like in her
crew,
she's
like a ride or die. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She's ride or die.
It's a tight crew.
I'm not fighting, but she would fight for me.
I mean, I would want her on my good side. That's all. But I do love the way that she's handling all this because she's working it so well, being sweet with Hannah and acting unfazed, but manipulating Maddie and being like
she is manipulating everybody.
Well, that's too bad, blah blah blah, like they're probably getting ready for, I mean, she knows exactly what she's doing, which I just love. That
it was so subtle this week, yet so not subtle.
Right.
It was just like
there was no bullshit around it. She went straight for that.
Nor was anything, you guys, we didn't even talk about this yet, but you guys were talking about earlier how they all just kept complimenting each other when people came back.
You're so cute. Yeah. I love your tan.
Fuck out of here.
Imagine if I was mad and I like complimented someone, that's all I would do all day.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're beautiful. Did you have sex with my man?
Yeah, that's really exactly what they were saying. If a girl is calling you sweetie, she hates you. If she's calling you a bitch, you're her bitch. Yeah. Don't trust the kind words.
Yeah, because it got real, real friendly, like frenemies this week. It got real frenemy territory real fast. All on that white couch. It was like
exactly
crazy.
Best friends.
They're sitting on the same couch saying the nicest things, but all of them are sitting as far away from each other as they possibly could.
With knives behind under the pillows.
You look gorgeous from 20 feet away.
From literally 20 feet away. Love that for you.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so Victoria F. is on the next date.
Well, Hannah Ann comes back.
Oh, yeah. She bullshits. She doesn't say anything about her date. They're like, how'd it go? It was okay.
I wrote it down. Yeah, she said it went really well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where are that's the all receipts? She'll say.
Yeah, did you see Maddie's soul leave her body at that moment?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she knew. She knew.
Of course.
Ascended and it was gone.
I mean, you're not going to go on an overnight date with Hannah Ann and not She's so
and not do two things: hook up and take Instagram photos for her.
Exactly.
You're doing those two things. If you're not willing to,
you can't you should not be on that date. Right. I mean, she is so gorgeous. She's carefree. There's no way that she was going to go out there and things weren't going to go well, quote unquote.
Amazingly, yeah.
So, yeah.
So good on you, Pete.
So, yeah, good on you. But she did not give any details back when she arrived back at the hotel, which I thought was respectful. But at the same time, I don't know. I haven't seen.
She's unproblematic everywhere. She hasn't been in the middle of any of the problem, which is like why when Kelsey said that she grabbed the champagne on purpose, she was so emotional, because I do think that like Hannah Ann lives her life not trying to
piss anybody off.
Yeah, she wants everybody to always be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like,
which is not my kind of person.
I was gonna say, this is not founded in any facts or anything, but like that can sometimes be born from a reaction. Like when you're in high school and you're kind of like the mean girl and you're like, I want to shed that. Like
totally
unfounded, but like
definitely.
It could be something where she's like, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to be painted the villain this season. Yeah. I will do anything to not do it.
Yeah, she's definitely staying out of it. One of the things that I was trying to say was like, I think we see that her handling it well in front of the girls, but we also have never seen girls come back to other girls.
True. Yeah, this
so,
is
they're always
the first time
in their own. They're always in their own apartments.
Yeah. This is a case study.
I did not know this.
So we don't know. We don't have any reference points to say, oh well, she acted better than so and so came back. Uh-huh. It's only these three girls.
Honestly, I don't like it.
I wish more sequestered before.
I wish like this same. They could have had the same issues if they would have put them in different places. I don't. It just creates too much. I feel too bad for them. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. I think they wanted a big blowout. Like, why did they? And instead they got the opposite. Like a cringy compliment fest. Mm-hmm. And like it was funny, but it wasn't what they wanted. They wanted her to come back and be like, why did you stay? You know how I feel. They wanted like a fight, I think.
I agree with you.
And they didn't get it.
They didn't get it, yeah.
They did not.
Because the girls didn't take the bait.
No.
They knew.
There's a reason they made it to the
Except
top three,
Maddie
too.
Maddie was taking all of Victoria F's bait.
Yeah, Maddie was
she
like...
She was baiting her... I mean, the...
Maddie's face and, like, her... Yeah, she couldn't...
Taking it all.
She could not.
Probably getting
it.
Ready to go to bed. What? Okay, instant panic.
If also, they're even going to sleep tonight.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there was probably more to that we didn't even see. But also, okay, so now it's Victoria's date, but that's not what Peter calls it. Peter instantly goes into... Tonight is Victoria's fantasy suite, so we know exactly where Peter's brain is.
Wow.
We've been thinking it this whole time. Now we know.
The male brain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Victoria's fantasy. I honestly missed that, and that is...
A moment of silence for that.
I honestly, a moment of silence. I did not catch that, and that is incredible, and...
Well,
says a lot.
Derek's ears perked up. He was like,
I know.
He did not.
Yeah, the second I heard
he
that.
He couldn't have.
How do you guys feel about Victoria getting just the pass immediately? Pete's just like, oh, yeah, don't worry about what Marissa said or any of that other stuff. Or like me not meeting your family. Let's just move on. I just want to move on from this point in time.
I mean,
where he didn't want to like bring it up. He didn't want to like start with a...
One of the things
I don't blame him. He's probably tired.
Yeah, he's probably. he feels like he's walking on eggshells. He says this to her. He goes, later on in the date, he goes, you know, I need to know that I can, you know, talk to you about things and voice my opinion on things without you getting upset and breaking down and shutting down.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget which one of them said this, but they said, we have a really good relationship except all the communicating. What? That is the whole, that is what holds relationships together is communication. Yet, that's their main struggle.
When people start talking about how relationships should be work, relationships can be work, but that's not where they should ever start.
No.
You don't get a stronger relationship because you've been through some stuff at the very beginning.
I was literally going to say, some people mistake intense emotions of any kind as a sort of soulmate or a love situation. Mm-hmm. So you're having this super intense, like, why am I fighting for her? And she's fighting back. It's this almost magnetic. We're magnets. We're fighting. Mm-hmm. We're opposite. There must be something there. you've totally convinced yourself into something that's not even real. You're actually just polar opposites. You actually fight like cats and dogs at any moment, but people will tell themselves this is that intense
and it's only
once
gonna
in a
get
lifetime
worse.
Love that I've been waiting for. It's not.
And
mm-hmm.
it's only going to get worse. You have to have the honeymoon stage. There has to be a point in time when you guys have zero plot problems and you're just like rainbows and butterflies and I just love everything so much.
What did
you
say to him on the bench? She was like, you're always in a mood.
Yes.
What did she say?
Mm-hmm. You're always gagged. In a mood. I'm like, you've been.
I was like, there she goes. Like, that's done. She's out. And then
she pops off.
If I sat down next to my significant other, they'd be like, you're always in a mood.
He'd be like,
goodbye.
Yeah, no. It would start an argument. If you're starting those kind of arguments right at the beginning of the relationship that hasn't even technically started,
yeah, exactly.
It is going to get really bad
they've
really
had disaster fast. Disaster date after disaster date after disaster date.
Well, and even here, like all their conversation is catering to her, right? It's, oh, well, I don't want to talk about that. And she even kind of starts to get a little bit edgy and he just like backs away. And because
he's scared.
He wants it to be good and he wants to get to the end of the date.
He wants to get to the fantasy suite. Yeah.
He's like, what if we just don't talk for a little bit?
Yeah, let's just eat the food we're not allowed to eat. That would be better than talking to you and you blowing up on me.
I can't believe he was like, I just don't like when you go inside and like you don't communicate and you do whatever. She starts crying and not talking.
Immediately shuts
I was
down.
Like, oh, ma'am. Yeah, you pointed that out.
And earlier. Saying, I'm trying. And she starts crying. And
but
I'm like, that is exactly.
The reason she heightens it. She goes, crap, how do I get out of this? I've never felt like this about someone. So that's where you dial that up. The mm-hmm. only way that you would be this emotional, intense, crazy, if it were, like, is if it was true love. So she's like, I've never felt someone like this. And then he's reassured again, okay, it's this intense because...
It sounds like you've done this to someone before.
Peaches needs...
Oh, please. I'm so Victoria. Manipulation station over here.
That's...
Gaslighting is my middle name.
Middle name. I just think he needs an IV just, like, pumping validation into his body.
He does.
At all times. That's he what does. He wants.
Same,
I mean, he said,
same.
He was like, I need to make sure that everybody is on the same page because, you know, I've two of these girls have said they've fallen in love with me and Madison hadn't at that point. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I just need to know that she feels that way too. I'm like, wow, you have two other girls. Like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
So greedy.
Listen, I know everything about validation. I brought two shirts of my merch and made you wear them. So
oh, yeah.
We are wearing them.
Attention.
I love it too.
Same.
What do you, all right.
So Victoria F comes back.
Well, hold on. So helicopter date. I don't really care about a helicopter. Like, I don't want to go on a helicopter date with anyone ever.
He literally asked, I have it written right here. Are you a plane fan or a helicopter fan?
That was avoiding
that
their conversation.
That is not a question. That's not a thing. And that's not, no one's either or of those people.
Right.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm like a helicopter girl because I like the sound it makes in the sky. What?
A lot of people haven't taken helicopters
ever.
Before.
Ever.
Like,
I don't think
that's
I
a
have.
Rich. That's rich.
Oh, that is
I'm
a
more
rich
of a
question.
Coach person. I love just sitting in the middle of the plane.
Are you a first class or coach?
I'm more of a coach person. I like to sit near the bathroom, you know. No, no one has a preference
like
on that.
Like row 38B, like right in the middle, back row by the bathroom.
No one's a plane person. Let's just say that.
No. Unless you're first class. But helicopter, that's rich shit.
It is. But like, I also, and I always complain about this every time we have a helicopter date. All you're doing is going, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. You know, like constantly you can hardly hear each other.
Screaming.
Yeah.
To just say, what did you like about that over there? Like nobody wants to scream.
Exactly.
On a date.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, unless you're going on a date with me because I'm going to
I will scream anyway. Same. Yeah. I'm very loud.
Yeah. I'm fighting here for noise. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they end up going to the fantasy suite. Surprise, surprise. Victoria gets some, mm-hmm. and well, at least that's what we think. Victoria is the one that gets some, right? I mean,
yeah, he doesn't really say ever.
No, he doesn't say who, but I have to assume that he sleeps with Victoria,
mm-hmm.
since it was the fantasy suite date. I'm shook.
I don't
at
know
all
about
that.
They're sweet though. I don't know. It looks,
none of these
oh,
suites
yeah.
are very fan.
It was giving me
fantasyful,
mm-hmm. full of yeah,
there fantasy. No, they
Fantasia.
looked like a random hotel room that you could just the cheapest
Airbnb,
thing they could find.
Yeah.
I'm surprised because
Australia's expensive. Okay.
Yeah, I was just gonna say they're in Australia. This is
Bachelor's
not
rich.
This isn't like some random small place. They're in a huge resort area, and all they get is just this one little. I mean, whatever. This is very like first world white people problems that we're complaining about right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was surprised. And the beds, you guys pointed out, I have actually never noticed this before. The beds seem really small.
We're so spoiled. We can't keep going on this.
We're like, helicopters or rich people? Thanks. That bed was too small. I can't. What sort of Airbnb do they have?
California King or literally nothing.
Within 1 minute. Though we spend
The Bachelor has been gaslighting us. A few seasons ago, Ben said, I love you to two people. And we were like, oh my God, this is the craziest thing ever. And now Pete said it to three people tonight. And I think all of us were just like, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, but what is that
he didn't
thing?
Say it to them. I'm sorry.
Not really,
he said
they're not
he
supposed
was,
to?
He said he said he was in love with three people at the very end. I'm sorry. But and like, you probably not even really in your notes, right? Because you were just like, all right, yeah,
no, but
we get
I
it.
I said you lost your poll. I said you lost
oh,
your
oh, yeah,
bet.
That's right, yeah.
Because we were guessing how many people he would say love. He didn't technically say it, but he said he loved all
he
three.
He was falling in love. There's steps.
Who isn't falling in love with three people at any given time? Sorry.
I mean, Chris Evans is my like number one. I am like consistently falling in love with him. But so she comes back to the girls and is, again, I love this part about Victoria is that she is just all smiles. You know, something went down. She's not hiding it, but she's also not saying anything.
She's
not giving too much.
She is buying real estate in Madison's head. That's what she's doing. She is putting up a 3-bedroom house with 2 bathrooms and a sauna inside and a hot tub in the back.
A much nicer house than what they were having the fantasy suites on.
Oh. I'm going to go home to my apartment in Harlem and cry.
Going back to my 20 square foot apartment.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, why don't I have? But I really do. I loved Victoria this episode and watching her deal with the girls just because it was so calculated and fun to watch.
She made it fun for us to watch.
It was really fun to watch that.
I would not want to be there and be one of those girls, but
no, that's a nightmare.
I mean, the TV show fun.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, so now Madison finally gets her date and they go up to the top of a building to make out. Just like
terrifying.
That is, I would never go on that date.
She had the worst date by far.
I would send myself home.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, I have to. No, I'm gonna head out. It's been fun. I don't care if you sleep with any of these girls in front of me. I'm going to go if you're going to make me go up on top
like
of this building.
She's like kind
of
crazy and fearless and like just did it and went first.
Went first. Mm-hmm.
He was riding bitch in the back. How's it look up there? Is it scary? I'm like.
And she's like, it's fine.
This is the thing I like about Maddie, though. She feels the most. I know that she's like kind of hid this part of her life, but throughout the whole season, she has felt like the most real to me. And I feel like Peter's almost like putting on a show a little bit here. Where he's like, oh my God, this is crazy, right? And she's just like, no, come on, let's get the fuck up here. You know, like, let's get to the top of this thing. Let's move this date along.
Yeah, she's definitely like a driver. She's very like straightforward. Yeah,
for
I like
sure.
that.
In charge of all of it. But I don't know. I think I get really sad knowing that this whole thing is definitely coming and it's going to explode in her face, essentially.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take what you just said out of context.
Oh my God.
At all.
I need to take a second. I apologize for the pornography I just talked about on this podcast.
Please bleep that out. Jeez. I was like, is this a joke?
It's a little warm in here.
So,
No, yeah. So I just, it really, it kind of made me sad thinking about all of this and how it's going to turn out for her, because we get to the dinner portion. Actually, right before that, Victoria F. and Hannah Ann were talking about Maddie and how Hannah Ann was like, yeah, Maddie has all these expectations for Peter. And Victoria was pissed. She's like, what do you mean? Like, what are these expectations? I don't get it. She doesn't understand.
And
Hannah Ann was like,
I told her I don't feel comfortable talking about it. Mm-hmm. That's what she said about her conversation with.
Right. Yeah.
And Victoria's the one that uses the word ultimatum. She's like, it's kind of like an ultimatum.
Because it is exactly like an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's simply what it is. And I know Madison kept trying to say, I'm not trying to make you choose. I'm not trying to give you an ultimatum. But this is 100% what it is, because they get to the dinner portion and she finally brings it up, you know, says, I'm saving myself for marriage. This is something that I made a commitment to myself and this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know what? That's great. And I respect that. He goes, that's not me.
And you could tell he was kind of shocked. He was kind of shocked. Like the eyes darting a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, down to the wire. I mean, this is something we should have disclosed before the night that you were supposed to see.
He finally kind of understands why she said what she said the week before, you know, and this, again, she gave him 25% of it, in that or outside of that airplane hangar, instead of just like making him understand. She's not going home at that point. I don't understand why she didn't just say it and at least let it sink in a little bit. So she gave him the ultimatum the week before, right? She gave it to him outside of that airplane hangar in her mind, because she even now she's like, well, I told you last week, but she didn't.
No.
But let me tell you where her mistake was: not making about her. This is my choice. This is what I've committed. This is about me, what you do, what they, like, you cannot control people. If anyone did that, it comes across as an ultimatum and control. She made the conversation was all about, if you do this with her,
with this, with her,
if you do this, let me check in. How was the date? Like, even though she didn't use those exact words, that's how it comes across. Make it about you, your morals, your standards, and what you're looking for. So say, hey, when we have our date next week, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm saving myself for marriage. This is where I'm at. It just makes it much more like, wow, thank you. Like,
I mean, communication 101. Yeah. Like, that's how you speak
in about you.
Meetings with, you know, your coworkers or with your friends and other relationships. You have to, if you talk at them and not and talk about how you feel about them, it needs to be how you're feeling about yourself, so you can have a productive conversation. And she, you're right, all she did was talk about, if you do this, if you do that, not, this is where I am, this is what I've decided.
And also, like, this is why, you know what I mean? I do wish, maybe she did and we just missed it, but personally, that's the first question I'm gonna ask somebody. If they tell me that, I'm not like, okay, well, where can I color within this, you know, picture? I go, okay, tell me why you feel that way, or like, what is the reason that led you to this point for you personally? So, I mean, I do wish Peter would have asked for that question, and we would have seen that. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, why did you wait so long to tell me? We didn't hear that from him. He just kind of took it as,
well, that's not me.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Exactly.
And like, no pressure. Yeah. It was like a thumbs up, like, no big deal, but
right,
that's not what I'm going to do. And he said, he was like, you know what? I have to be completely honest with you. I have been intimate since, you know.
I did like how, like, if I'm with three girls like this, that's how you tell somebody, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but I liked what you were saying about, like, they didn't have that conversation in the hangar.
No.
And he could have been like, hey, like, and it could be really honest and borderline awkward, but like, you put me in a tough situation. Like, we all know how this works. We know what this week is. Like, this is a really weird place for me. Where are you coming from? How does that affect you? How does that affect us moving forward? Can we talk about this at the end of the week? There was no trajectory. It was something vague, and then an ultimatum that ultimately fell through. Right? So, like, you just have to, I wish that they opened up that conversation there, and he got to ask, why? Like, why now? What are we going to do from this? How can we move past this? How can I help mitigate this?
I have to imagine that if he would have asked those questions, he would have shown it. So to me, I am very disappointed in just how thin and small this got, because it really became, to your point, an ultimatum. And then, like, what are the rules of this? And either a yes or no. Like, Are you going to stay? Yes or no? That was it.
Are you fucking other bitches? Yes or no? Black China.
That was Madison.
Why didn't you pull that?
Yes or no? That was a missed opportunity. Okay, whatever. Maybe it's not too late. West Coast still hasn't seen it.
They're watching.
They're watching now. I think that, you know, she finally gets up from the table and has her moment. But he says to her, he's like, you know what? Don't walk away from this. He makes her a promise once again that is he going to be able to keep? Because he's done this to the other girls. Like, don't worry. It's going to be me and you in the end. But you said that to other people. Mm-hmm. I mean, what?
The two guys are silent.
I know.
You guys are like,
do you want me to commit to you, Kay?
I'm like, guys. I will. I'm on the weirdest two-on-one ever right now.
This is the biggest myth. No, it's like you are the thought of me almost, you know. Are you interested in just the idea of somebody or is it actually me? And I don't think any of these girls can know that right now because he's telling everybody the same thing. So
one thing that I do want to super back Madison on is her feelings about everything because in the real world grand scheme of things, they are... It is super valid. She said, you know, 6 days from now, if you're on one knee, asking me to marry you and knowing that, you know, 6 days before you were sleeping with other people.
Yeah, that was her best point. Yeah, and that was like,
that was a huge point.
Cleared it for me. Yeah.
Which is 1000% valid. I would feel some type of way. I think anybody would feel some type of way. But at the same time, that's in real world situations. We are in a, you know, very controlled environment. This is what the show is. This is what we, I hate to say it, but this is what you signed up for.
Yeah. There's so many quote winners. I don't know what else to call them, but at the end of this, when people get engaged, there are so many interviews that come out after the fact with them where they're like, no, I can't watch this season because it's too much for me to see some of these other relationships back. And it does really mess you up to know or see more than you think you need to, you know, because it's like, no, this is just my relationship. I don't need to see other people he was with before. And so I can just imagine that would be like at an just, you know, 10 times that level.
All time high.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to.
They really did these girls wrong putting all three of them in the same room. That sucks.
Yeah, because
dorm room.
Because we haven't seen the end of Maddie's date.
Right.
So it ends with her walking away, which I know, Derek, you were like, wait, is she just fucking leaving?
And then they cut to the next episode, which just two girls standing there and then saying, where's Maddie?
I think,
so that was,
if I had to guess, I think she's just going back to her dorm room with her girlfriends, with her roommates.
I think she's gone.
Who's on the top bunk?
I know. It's no, hard. No,
I feel like that's what they want us to think with showing the two girls, and then they're gonna it's a twist.
They got me.
She would have said, she would have said
behind
it.
No.
Right?
I don't know. I know they got me. I think you're right. But I stand behind it. I think she's gone.
Ugh. That's sad.
I don't.
But she didn't say goodbye. She has to say goodbye.
She strutted away in that sequined dress. Jumpsuit.
She's daring.
Jumpsuit earlier in the hanger. She should have saved the jumpsuit for the
now
fantasy
the
suite to lock her up.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have saved the jumpsuit for tonight. But I don't know. I'm really excited for next week to see what happens because, first of all, Women Tell All is everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be Real Housewives reunion.
Who knows? That's exactly what it is this time. Chris is going to leave and it's going to be Andy Cohen.
Bring Andy out for this because can we make a personal request for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at Andy Cohen. Everybody at him right now. Have him take over with the
next week's episode.
I want Chris to be serving the drinks shirtless.
Yeah, yes. Shirtless. Yes. Like Chippendale style.
Yeah.
And they should have it in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Have it in the clubhouse. Let's fuck around. I'm so here for that. But okay, so it is time for the Skinny Pop Moments of the Week. Derek, are you ready?
Skinny Pop. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now it's time for something sweet, salty, and cheesy.
It's the Skinny Pop Moments of the Bachelor Week.
Before we start, we want to thank our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. It's gluten-free popcorn that's super delicious with crunchy kernels that come in flavors like butter and cheddar, so you can snack without compromise. Find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide. Hold on, I want to say one of my favorite things, comments that I saw actually three times this week, was people with like bags of Skinny Pop, and they just said, I ate the whole bag because they said that I can snack without compromise.
You know what? You can.
I know.
Eat that bag because there is...
Derek and Kay said, I can eat the whole bag.
Hashtag no regrets. And don't forget to sign up for Bachelor Fantasy by Betches in partnership with Skinny Pop. You can register now at bachelorfantasy.betches.com. That is bachelorfantasy.betches.com. All right, Mr. Puffin. I don't want to call you Mr. Slutty.
Well,
unless we love that.
No, that's what my ex used to call me.
Okay, so we'll go with Puffin. We have prepped you for the Skinny Pop moments of the week. We're all going to read our sweet, cheesy, salty moments. So I will kick us off with the sweet moment of the week. I had to go with when he was telling Hannah Ann he was falling in love with her, even though her dad said not to. I think that was, I thought that was super genuine. And out of all of the girls, the way he handled hers was the best.
I was going to say when they're on the beach together and she actually starts like tearing up over it. And because she's, I think they're both actually, I the thing between Peter and Hannah, I think, is that they maybe need like 3 or 4 more weeks. They just like, they don't know.
Yeah, they do.
So, but it does feel really genuine. And that's, so that's the same kind of thing. It's my sweet moments too.
What about you? Did you have a sweet moment?
Well, I was hoping that was last because I could not literally think of one. So I wrote when Victoria dried her tears on her dress.
Honestly, that was the sweetest moment of them all.
You're not wrong, actually.
You know, it's like
when she did it, all of us went, oh.
Yeah, it was kind of like
because
weird,
you know, they weren't gonna hit her up with a tissue.
Oh,
because,
no.
They're like,
improvised.
You got this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
it just was a very like human.
We haven't seen her be relatable very
yes,
much.
Yes, exactly.
And that
exactly.
that was a very human moment. I liked Victoria
okay,
this
good,
episode.
I'm glad that counts.
Cheesy moment. I think when I don't know if this is cheesy, but when he just like left the jet ski, when they just left the jet ski in the middle of nowhere.
Definitely. That, not okay.
That was not okay, but also
littering,
cheesy.
Peter, don't you know there's littering. Tons of plastic just floating around in the ocean.
But when he's on back of, in back of her on the jet ski, like a little kid in back of her, and she's
the
like,
koala.
Come on, babe. Yeah.
My cheesy moment was the credit scene. It was the worst credit scene we've ever
the
had.
Monkey.
Oh, and
the
she,
monkey credit.
This stupid.
I don't even get it.
I just... There had to be something else that was better and more funny that happened this whole episode. You can't tell me that that was actually the most funny thing.
Well, maybe it could have been
sometimes
the most funny
when you get
thing.
To the bottom of the barrel.
I know, right?
I would have rather like, okay.
Leave the editors alone, okay? They're
right.
They're working with what they got.
I wonder if they listen to this. That would make me feel really bad, actually. That's like
that's
writers.
What I said. Leave
you
them
don't,
alone.
You don't mess with the writers on like a TV show. No. In this case, it's the editors.
No, they'll kill you off in 2 seconds.
We loved it.
I would have rather seen Pete walk around Australia with a bad accent than that scene. That's how bad I felt about the...
That would have been funny.
Yes!
That would have been funny.
Which,
I would have rather seen that.
Wait, so then maybe the cheesy moment was the accent.
That was so cheesy, it wasn't funny.
I don't remember how I didn't
like,
get there.
It felt too forced.
Bloomin' Onion.
The Bloomin' Onion.
I said... I just said, yeah, the jet skis and making out for an entire calendar day. Like when the
literally,
sun was like rising and setting, and they switched to like six. It's like really cute in the beginning, and she looked beautiful, and Hannah Ann and him kissing on the beach. But then it was like, oh, we're full 6 hours later, and they're still making out, new position,
her
new
lips
shot.
Are like raw by the end of it. Just does anybody have any chapstick?
That to me was a little cheesy. Cute moment, but.
All right, and then the salty moment.
I mean, this is Victoria F. At any moment when she's alone with Maddie or talking to Maddie, period. She is really trying to twist that knife every single time.
Yeah, just the slight manipulation to the girls by Victoria.
Lightly
F.
salted.
Lightly salted, yet equally
just,
satisfying.
I don't know about lightly salt. There's just as much salt, but it was just like placed on there instead of sprinkled from
above.
From above.
Yeah.
I think we all agreed.
Yeah, I agree on that. I just said Madison anytime the girls came home, but that was more angry instead, or that was more hurt versus salty.
Yeah.
Salty's more Victoria. I agree.
Definitely. Okay. And thanks again to our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. You guys can find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide, and register now for Bachelor Fantasy by Betches in partnership with Skinny Pop at bachelorfantasy.betches.com. All right. So for our last thing is our Cringe Harrison Award. It is the cringiest moment of the episode, the thing that made you feel uncomfy and icky inside and all of those things combined. I'm gonna have to go with the accent, the Australian accent. Yeah, I had that written down for that. I couldn't decide between that and the cheese and it being cheesy, but I'm gonna go with the accent for cringe.
For me, I just like it, this is a lot more intense when you just go for cringe Harrison, but it made me feel so uncomfortable for Pete when Madison was finally like laying it all out on the line.
Oh yeah.
I was, cause I felt bad for him. I felt like it was so late. So
it was, it's a little bit of a late, bomb drop.
Yeah. So it's not really, definitely. It's not necessarily cringe Harrison, but when I was watching that, like I got up and damn. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I got up and walked away.
Yeah. You were like, almost crying that. Or something in the corner. Well, not like just tearing up a little bit.
Yeah.
It was like, not like sobbing.
There was like light sniffles.
Yeah, and I checked it on you and you recovered quickly.
Fake news!
I said just watching with you two is just the cringiest thing I've ever honestly
You're not
done.
Wrong. Watching with us
just,
because...
I was just taking a sip of coffee.
We I almost like, spit
it watching everywhere. With you two was definitely...
cringe.
So cringe.
I mean, we're just sitting here like nerds on our computers.
Although it is great because... No, I'm kidding.
So fuck you too.
No, definitely agree with you. The Virgin Diaries and the way that went down was my cringe.
A little too
time.
Much. A little too much.
Although it is great to watch you two and see like you're working, like doing memes and stuff, and then to see when you guys actually put
perk
it down
up.
And perk up or walk away. I was like, ooh, okay, this is really good there.
I know.
This is a moment I should watch. Okay.
Wait, I know.
Why
you
is
know?
He walking away? Why is she? Okay, she's excited. So it was good to see you guys in the hot moments.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the most perceptive anybody's been. Kay knows this. I don't like watching with many people. And you were great to watch with. There's been times where people have no. There's been times where people are here and I've looked at Kay and I've gone, never again.
Yeah.
Because it's
you'll do that once I leave, probably.
No. Because instead of like enjoying the show, they're trying to make a joke at every single moment.
Yeah, no.
Which, and, I mean, same, but there's...
But there's a subtlety to it, yeah.
Yeah, there's like funny jokes, and then there's like, you're really trying hard. And you were great.
Thank you.
Same mindset as we were.
Definitely.
All right, I take back my cringe comment.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That's all I
this
wanted.
This has been so
I was just
fun.
Trying to gaslight you into that. That's all I was.
Thanks again to Slutty Puffin for coming on
thanks
today.
For
this
me.
Is super fun. Make sure you guys follow him at Slutty Puffin on Instagram and on Twitter. And next week we have the Women Tell All. So it's going to be an intense episode for sure. I mean, I think the Women Tell All is my favorite episode, so I am definitely ready for this to go down.
The whole season was Women Tell All, so
yeah,
be interested to see how this goes.
Yeah, the women take
let
over.
Pete tell something.
Yeah, can we give what? Pete some time
can
on
Pete
this episode? On this
no,
season?
No.
What
Pete?
About a Pete Tell All or Pete Tell Some or Pete something?
Pete say anything. Pete say anything.
Don't walk away from this.
But yes, next week we'll be back. We'll be having our live memes on our Instagram account, which you can follow us on at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe for the right reasons.
And on our Facebook group, which just broke 10,000 people this week.
I was leaving the Facebook group for the last.
Ugh.
But you're right. We have our Facebook group, Bachelor Nation, and it is out of this world. We just hit 10,000
awesome.
Facebook members, which I started this, I think, back in August. So it is
it's crazy.
Wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it is. It
and
is
they're
a,
active over there, you were saying. They're like, yeah.
It is the most active thing I've ever seen in
that's
my life.
That's crazy.
So they have threads every night for that you can like comment and share your memes and this and that. So definitely join the Facebook group if you're not a part of that. But until next week, we will see you later. Thank you again, Slutty Puffin.
Thanks for coming.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. The Bachelor Podcast is hosted by Kay Brown
and Derek Pape. Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli. Social media by Kay Brown.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at BachelorPod on Twitter.
Betches.